What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, July 28th. Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Look, join us daily, weekdays, as we go through devotions together. This is just under 10 minutes of your day. Make time out. Let a thought kick in. Let's go through this together. Today's devotional is called Level of Belief. Level of Belief. Scripture is found in Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. We're reading the New King James today. At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue would confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on. To the glory of God the Father. Your life is a series of beliefs. Ain't that the truth? And if you're surrounding yourself with people who don't have those beliefs, that God is all-knowing, that he can do anything, it's going to threaten your belief. Surround yourself with people who believe God can raise the dead. Do you want to see more dead people brought back to life and more miracles than ever before? Anybody who declares that God raised someone from the dead has been met with comments like, I don't believe you, it's a sham, I need more proof. It's just the world we live in, folks. But only the name that has power is the mighty name of Jesus. Be ready to constantly face misunderstanding and disbelief because of your faith in him. Be so fixed on him, so in love with him, that miracles become an everyday occurrence. Don't stoop to the level of unbelief that Christians now live in today. You are called to live higher, live radical, and believe radical. Further thought on engaging heaven, if you've confessed that Jesus Christ is Lord, how does that reflect your belief? I think there's really two things I get out of this today. Number one is who we're surrounding ourselves with, right? And really number two, like, what is your belief structure? Like, right, you're right? Like, what are the things you're believing and unbelieving that is affecting your life? So let's address number one. It's something we come to all the time, right? Bad company corrupts good morals. You are going to be the average of the top five people you spend your time with. If you go back in my life, I remember times I've changed my phone number. I remember times I took a real hard inventory of who's in my life. Like, it's dangerous because, you know, you don't want to be the closest one to God in a room all the time, right? You have to have mentors. There has to be people in your life that are pulling you to greater things. There has to be people in your life who are willing to say, hey, man, that's crazy, right? There's another aspect and component to this of fathers and mothers, right? So I see a lot of young people derail their lives because they don't really want fathering. Like, you cannot desire mentors and fathers and teachers in your life, but on your terms. That's not how it works. So we have to have people in our lives that are able to speak into us. And that doesn't mean some weird submission where you're like, oh yeah, we're here, man, we're submitted, but there's no actual conversation happening, right? There has to be a place in our life where there, you know, our beliefs taking us to where we need to go. Like, your belief is everything you have, right? As people of faith, all you have is belief. Like, that is what we bring into this earth as Christians, is your belief. And your belief matters, and what you believe matters. And ultimately, what you believe, A, you're going to demonstrate, and B, you're going to speak. The Bible says we believe, therefore we speak. What, your beliefs are everything. And here's the thing, you know, I did a Facebook post the other day about statement of faith. Man, I delete so many comments. The bottom line is, like, statement of faith matters. Demonstration of faith is more important, right? So your beliefs they really shouldn't be listed out on your website and told to the world. Like, yeah, do that for the older people that really would want that. But the truth is, what you believe is what you demonstrate, right? Like, what you truly believe in your heart of hearts is what you live. your beliefs should be seen and felt by everybody. Period. Like, yes, statement of faith is super important. I believe it is. You need to have healthy doctrine. All that stuff, so important. That isn't where we are in life anymore, friends. We're at a point where everybody's put their focus in a series of beliefs to lie to you that they don't demonstrate in their everyday life, right? Your beliefs need to be demonstrated. Your beliefs need to be something. If you're around, like people sometimes come into the ministry, like, well, what is your vision? Are you in the meetings? Do you know, like if you've been here more than a month, you'll know what I believe. If you haven't, I'm going to do everything I can to let you know what I believe, right? You're going to get a book. You're going to get all these things from us telling us who we are. The truth is, if you sit in the meetings for more than a month, you know what the belief is. You know we value the presence of God. You know we value heaven on earth, miracles, salvation, Jesus. Like, those things are felt. And so that's really a macro version of it. But the micro version is, it's your life too. I need to be able to go around you and feel your beliefs. That's the power of belief. So today, take inventory of those beliefs, double down on them, know what you believe. And most importantly, live to demonstrate that series of beliefs, because we live in a lost and dying world, and people need to know the power of God, and people need to know that Jesus Christ is real and he is Lord. Really good devotion today. So grateful for the topic of beliefs and just standing truth to them, because today people aren't, you know, they're not lining up to believe in the power of God, but that doesn't mean we don't change what we believe. A truth may not be popular, but it's still a truth. That's it for today. We love you guys as always. Want to thank you for tuning in. It's a beautiful Thursday. Join us tomorrow for our Friday edition. We're going to be talking about Abraham and Lot. We'll see you then. Thank you always for tuning in with Engage Heaven Today. I'm out.